This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. What a football game we had last night. Shout out to those San Francisco 49ers, man. Come on.
Yeah.
We welcome you in here to the Friday, September 3rd edition of D'Lo and KC. Did I say September?
Yeah. It don't matter, though. It don't matter.
Fumbling first minute of the game.
All right, Damian Williams.
Man. No, Kyron Williams fumbled in the most critical moment of the game.
Yeah, not at the start of the game.
Not at the start.
Not enough credit. We'll talk about that whole game, but that was a Kyron Williams.
Let me press some buttons real quick.
The ultimate needle mover.
Yep.
In God mode himself.
Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge.
And we are live. Side executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Go ahead. In fact, just tag me in when you're ready.
All right, let's go. So now that fumble at the goal line, you know, protect the ball or whatever. I get that. You got to hold it with two right there at the goal line. But man, Alfred Collins, what a play! What a play. Sometimes people make plays. It's not just
that man in the jaw.
He got him first. He got him first.
He got the Tyson joint.
He got him first.
Man.
But sometimes people are like, oh, Kyron, how do you do this? Sometimes the other team just made a play. And Alfred Collins was falling to the ground after turning around and noticed, oh, that's where he's at. Took a swipe at the ball. Made a play. Recovered it as well.
I tried to lay out a way for us to start this show discussing, but in the end it doesn't matter. Let's just talk. You and Hammer, you guys brought up Kyle Shanahan. How great Kyle Shanahan was yesterday. I said, man, what an absolutely fascinating dichotomy in when you got Kyle Shanahan after that incredible defensive play on the, you've got 99.75 yards to go. You have, you're trapped in a well and you have like a pinpoke of air worth of space. And it's like, okay, they've got to get away from the goal line. They're going to be conservative, all of these different things. And it's like, yep, there's the run play. Get a little space. There's the run play. They go the third run play, which actually, go back. I feel like that might have been a little bit more on Christian McCaffrey than anything else, because I feel like he had a smidge bit of space, but he ran into the back of I don't remember if it was Trent Williams or who it was.
Yeah, it's probably Trent.
And a pretty significant, because I did something I don't do very often. I was like, let me see how people responded to this.
Mm.
And I wanted to see, you know, particularly I wanted to see Kyle Madsen, Bonte, Cam Inman, you know, to get to Chris Biederman, who will be with us later. I wanted to see how they, what do they think in this exact moment when they're putting the Rams in position to either win or tie this game. You couldn't call it a guaranteed tie because you just had a blocked PAT a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. But there was an overwhelming playing not to lose sentiment, right? There was an overwhelming Kyle was really conservative, perhaps too conservative. The ball would have been in the same place had you not picked up the first down if you had thrown on third down rather than run that play to Christian McCaffrey. The other side of that is you throw an incomplete pass, you leave them a timeout. And I, you know, no one knows what that last drive would have looked like if you had one timeout. Matt Stafford is masterful in that situation. 50 fourth quarter comebacks. I know Tom Brady was first. Roethlisberger was up there. I think he might have been like fifth overall. In fact, I could probably pull up the number here shortly. But he's absolutely spectacular. Peyton, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, and then Matt Stafford. Then you get to overtime, and you have a situation where you're in beyond field goal range. And Sean McVay goes the other way. We're trying to win this football game. And you have a defense that you have gotten with, I mean, let's not forget, you marched the ball all the way down to that 1 yard line before it got knocked out. Mm-hmm. You have kind of had, I don't want to say had your way, but you have been pretty comfortable with moving the football against this defense for about a quarter and some change. And he didn't get it. And this goes back to something we talked about with Coach Brendan Marion. When Coach made that decision to try to win the game, it went south. They wind up losing. People often judge the results and not the decision. I understood Kyle Shanahan's decision. I absolutely understood why he do it. I understood everybody's frustration too. I love Sean McVay's decision. Absolutely loved it. And I also understand why everybody was frustrated with that. But it's the constant, you know, second guessing of everything. It's the Monday morning quarterback, in this case, I guess Friday morning quarterback. Yeah. But you had the absolute two best coaches in the league going in completely different directions in the moments where it came to winning that game.
100%. 100%.
And respect both of them for it.
And I agreed with...
Real quick, sorry, so sorry.
You're good.
Kyle Shanahan told reporters just now that George Kittle, who has been IR due to the hamstring injury, is more likely to return in week 7 versus Atlanta than next week in week 6 versus Tampa. He said a return for next Sunday is considered a long shot. Obviously not ruled out, but considered a long shot. That's Kyle Shanahan.
I'm with that.
Sorry.
I'm with that 100%. Like, you got the hamstring situation. You're 4-1. Not that you can take games off, but you might have bought yourself another week with George Kittle, mm-hmm. with 4-1 the way you are. Give him the extra week. Give him the extra week. Let him don't have to worry about traveling and getting ready, because that game being in Tampa Bay, he can get ready and get the final practice and treatment that he needs right there at home. Play that home game against Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. I think that's fine. That makes perfect sense. But when you talk about the coaches and the play calls, I agree with both. And here is what we talk about a lot when you talk about making decisions like that. You've got to read the game. You've got to understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a blanket, go for the win. Mm-hmm. It's not that. In Kyle Shanahan's situation, you're – third and nine, ball on the one, on your own one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
less than one.
You've got a quarterback that can barely stand up.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 2 weeks before and some issues in the second half of that game. Your offensive line starting to fade. You're dropping them back into the end zone. We just saw 2 weeks ago you dropped somebody back into the end zone on a play call. It's a safety call. You got to factor all those things in. I would have done exactly what Kyle did in that situation. Make them use their final timeout. See if somehow, some way, you could get the first down on the ground. But I wouldn't have passed in that situation. That was not the time for that. Once again, if you were on the 7 yard line and you had a healthy or non cramping Mac Jones, yeah, maybe you go for the win in the pass and try and throw a slant or an out to one of those guys. But inside the one with a gimpy Mac Jones and a O-line that could get you a safety at any point in time, nah, you kick it out and you let your defense try and win this game for you. Sean McVay, I get that too. That was the ultimate, like, we're going for the win right here. The problem with Sean McVay is the play call. I thought that play call was awful. Just an awful play call by him. And this is one of those situations. You can't always coach like this. We're talking about the NFL, not just Kenny Caraway speaking on radio the next day. But I am a believer sometimes in, I've talked about this before, what would they want me to do? What would the opposition want me to do right here? Would they want me to pass, spread them out, and have Puka and Davante Adams and all these guys and Matthew Stafford with the ball with a chance to get 1 yard? Or do they think they have a better chance stopping me if I'm running right up the gut? They probably think I have a better chance stopping me if I run right up the gut. Plus, I'm getting the ball out of Matthew Stafford's hands with the way he was playing in that second half. If you ask Robert Saleh, like, I'm going to give you two choices, which one do you want? He'd be like, oh, run the ball. Run the ball. I'll take my chances with that. And Sean went right into it. He should have passed it. He should have put the ball in Stafford's hand and let him have an opportunity to win or lose that game. So the actual going for it on fourth and one, instead of kicking it and going for the win, I don't disagree with it at all. The play call was a little bit suspect to me. A lot sus to me.
We're just getting started. This is going to be my longest day of the regular season.
Let's go!
It's off to a really bad start.
We didn't even talk about...
The man came in dancing with, like, help from the other staff.
Shout out Gio. Shout out Vanessa. What up, though? We didn't even talk about...
Yeah, we ain't talked about nothing.
My boy. McTeen is the lick. West Side is the click.
Can I mention one thing that I think is so funny? And it didn't dawn on me until the game was happening. We talked so much yesterday about Brock, Juwan, Pearsall, Kittle, Ayuk. You know, we didn't say Nick Bosa's name one single time yesterday. Not once. And it wasn't until Herbstreit said it that I was like, oh, Nick Bosa's not playing. Damn.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll come back. I'm sorry. Kenny will come back. I'll be here. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It hasn't been good. But the Clips album was great.
It was really good.
I thought Cardi's was good. I thought Cardi's was really good.
Cardi's is really good.
I listened to Taylor a little bit this morning.
Taylor dropped a new one tonight?
Yeah, she dropped it. I don't know. Like, I like Taylor. Like, a lot of Taylor's records kind of sound, and maybe I'm just not familiar enough with it. A lot of it sounds the same. Mm. Like, it has a similar, like feel to it. And I do like listening to what she's saying. But yeah, it's, you know, played it for the girls this morning, and
are they big Swifties?
Audrey's 11. She likes Taylor a lot. Like, I got the records. Complex gave me a bunch of Taylor's version records, so we have those out for her, and I taught her how to use the record player. But yeah, she likes Taylor a lot. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I don't normally do this.
Yeah. What's good?
It's your show. Well, I'm following your lead. What do you want to do? You want Mac Jones?
See,
what you want?
Okay, no,
I'm following your lead.
Let's go there. Let's go to 10.
We don't get into group chat often, especially late in the week when we're sick of each other. Mm. It was one of the greatest regular season football games I've ever seen.
Hey, we talked.
I was worried about texting the chat because it didn't go everybody's way yesterday.
Got a little emotional. We also had 10 minutes earlier. We had to talk about that twice.
Wait, run that again? Were you?
No. We had two 10-minute segments. We had to break down that game.
Oh. Yeah. Chill out, man.
I didn't know we needed two, but okay. WFAN out here.
We're trying over here.
It's tough.
I was driving. I said, leave Jesse alone. Stop bringing this up. Leave him alone.
Oh, man. Yeah. But last night, with, you know, all jokes aside, last night was one of the best regular season football games. I mean, another one might have been these two a handful of years ago.
Man.
Like, one of the best regular season football games I've ever seen.
Man. That game, week one, Ravens-Bills. One of the overreactions was, mm-hmm. we will not see a better game mm-hmm. than this all year. Mm-hmm. Man, Thursday Night Football alone might have that game wiped mm-hmm. out. Thursday Night Football been on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Cowboys-Eagles to start the season. Dolphins-Bills was really good. Seahawks-Cardinals was a good one. I forgot what week two was. Oh, that wasn't a good one. That was Packers-Commanders. But now you got this one, mm-hmm. Thursday Night Football, been crazy.
Yeah, but this game in particular was fantastic. Yes. That punch out at the goal line was absolutely That caused a reaction. I do not react very often. That was a very much, oh my God, moment.
Yeah.
And it took a second to like process what was happening.
Well, because like, the announcer didn't help you.
So the ball, so the 49ers get the ball, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what's, I'm thinking, did the 49ers just win the game? Okay, they can't get a safety. We just saw them get a safety. How many timeouts do they have? And I'm looking at the screen trying to find the timeout bar, and I can't find it because I'm looking below. And I was like, they don't have any timeouts. I was like, this game is over. And then I think Herb Street was like, well, hold on, as I was thinking it. Hold on there. They have three timeouts, and so I'm scanning the screen again, and I realize it's above the numbers. Mm-hmm. Okay, three timeouts. Crap. Stafford's getting the ball back. Oh, just don't let him in the end zone, and it's fine. I had settled in on we're probably going to overtime unless they block another kick.
Right.
And the fact that that was a 40-something yarder, right?
Yeah,
it was 43.
It was like slicing to that right a little bit. Like, it's not enough. And he had missed one earlier in the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Point being, great football game.
That was a phenomenal game. Let me start somewhere real quick, because this is a real quick one. We already know Niners take over SoFi, Levi South, or whatever. That was still a little crazy. Did you see Bonte's video? Because Bonte was covering the game.
Bonte was there, yeah.
He was in the press box.
I didn't see that. I saw him after the game.
Go check out his video, and I'll talk while you do it, and you can turn the volume up. Listen to the sound. That's crazy. That is crazy, the amount of 49er fans in that building. I don't think there is and somebody help me out. I'm not saying it just because, like, oh, it's the Niners. If there's somebody else, let me know. But I don't know if there's another fan base that goes into an opposing stadium and does what they do. That is ridiculous. Listen to the sound. It sounds louder there than in SoFi. Or excuse me, than in Levi's.
Oh, no. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Is there a way I can... Oh, I can't. Hold on. Watch. Hold on. Watch this brother right here. Oh, shoot.
The 85?
I think he's wearing a 10 jersey. I can't tell. He's down in this vicinity.
Okay.
Wait. Wait till Bonte pans back. Watch down here. My man he's going crazy. Wait for it. Did we miss it?
Uh-oh, we might have missed it.
Oh, shit.
They have – he if you want, he did tweet
this
it out.
This is crazy.
He tweeted it out, so you can –
Oh, did he? Yeah. Okay. This is crazy.
That is insane.
God, look at it. That's not 60%.
Hell no. I was texting Bonte last night. I said, bro, the Rams just have that little section behind their bench, and that's it.
Wow.
That is it. The rest of the play to the rafters is red. And like I said, the audible sound of the cheering that was crazy to me.
That was pretty
incredible. We talk about it every time they play there, Levi's, all that. Like, I know people are probably sick of hearing it, but it feels like it just gets worse. Like, that was insane last night. So that's going to always be the case. That's always what it's going to be. Ironically enough, I haven't made the pilgrimage yet. I got to go down there. I saw the Niners when they played.
Yeah, that's a stadium I have not seen yet that I'd really like.
Yeah, I saw the Niners when they played the Rams in the Coliseum. That was Cap's last game. And they came back and scored those touchdowns at the end. And it was crazy. Then that was a 2-13 49ers team. And it was crazy then. I haven't been to SoFi. I haven't been there for a Niners Rams game in SoFi, but that's
now look at take a look at this. We'll leave the sound up, and then I'm gonna point.
Yeah. I mean, it's just red. Okay. On every level.
Now, look at this. Hold on. Look at my man right here. Keep your eyes on this guy.
Let's see.
Right here. And I'm gonna go back just a split second, and y'all watch my man.
Oh, it's lit.
It was going crazy in SoFi. Hey, my man. Hey. Come to think about it.
Well, no, I was just going
to
let it play.
Come to think
I didn't
about
know. It might, yeah. Might be.
Is that a woman?
It might be.
Hold up.
I was going to let it
I
rock.
I think that's a woman.
I was going to let it
Oh, sports are so funny, man. Wow.
Oh, man. Look when he goes up into the rafters. When he goes up to the rafters, up to the ceiling, how much. Come on, man.
That is crazy. God, what an amazing stadium.
So I don't know how much it holds. I'll say 70,000. It had to be 45,000 49er fans.
That.
Crazy. So shout out to them, man. Like I said, I gotta make the trip to SoFi.
This is one of my new favorite videos.
That should be a GIF.
Oh my God. That is one of my favorite videos. Sacktown Tony. She didn't even need a chair.
She ain't doing it right. Get you a chair. So shout out to that. That was just insane to see. Shout out to my guy Monte Hill.
Yeah. No
doubt. But Mac Jones. Mac Jones, I want to start this off by saying we've talked about that draft and that moment and leading up to that moment before. And I've always said, and I maintain, I said, and you can check the tape, I said, Mac's going to be in the league for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He is an NFL quarterback. He's going to be in the league for 10 years. I wouldn't move up to go get him at number three. I would have even drafted him at 12, 13, wherever they were at. I would have done that, but I ain't moving up to go get Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he's going to be in the league for 10 years. He's going to be an NFL backup who makes a good living.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I undersold you. Mm-hmm. You are more than an NFL backup. You are a guy that can be somebody's starter on a good team. Not just he's a starter on the Panthers. Mac Jones is better than I gave him credit for. And he did really well his rookie year with the Patriots. But seeing him up close and personal during training camp and hearing the reports then, seeing him in these three games with the 49ers, I apologize. I sold him short. He is a better quarterback than I gave him credit for. He is good. Then you get into the intangibles. You get into his toughness. Definition. You open up the dictionary, the D'Lo and Casey dictionary, and say the phrase tougher than a $2 steak. Mac Jones' picture needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Tougher than a $2 steak. And then you get into when you watch his interaction with his teammates and the things that he does. It's only been 6 months max. They love Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They love him. You hear his answers on the podium. You see after Kendrick Bourne drops a ball on third down that could have kept the drive going and got them in a situation where they could have went up three scores. He immediately goes up to Kendrick and says, I'm coming right back. Don't trip.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trip. Mm-hmm. I got you. The way they – I know it's the quarterback. They do this with every quarterback. But when he's down, they pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure they get – they – love Mac Jones, and that goes into how he is as a teammate. And I can imagine it was the same way at Alabama, and I just didn't watch enough Alabama, pay enough attention to him at Alabama to understand that that's who he is as a teammate. So
can I tell you one thing I love about Mac Jones? One of the many things I think I love about Mac Jones is I think he loves Brock Purdy.
Mm.
His post-game comments yesterday about Brock's the starter – I just don't want to lose games for him. When we talked about that, when that sideline clip came out, And it, and you, we were talking about how like stressed and anxious he was, and I told you, I was like, it feels like he just doesn't want to mess this up, and he's it's the exact opposite. Like, he is not messing anything up. Like, he is, this might be, and we'll see how the next few days progress, because that's the, you know, the great thing about Thursday night is you've got the Friday reaction, but you've got something to lead Sundays. Mm-hmm. This might be, in much to the chagrin of my partner here, this might be the first time they talk about the 49ers. Like, really talk. Not an injury, not Purdy, not is $250 million worth it, not Kittle, not aging, not Kyle. Mm-hmm. This might be the first time they talk about the San Francisco 49ers. Like, hey, if it's the Eagles, it's the Eagles. But keep an eye on San Francisco.
Yeah,
might be the first time that happens. Yeah, they
need to stop that. Don't do that. Don't do that, guys.
Well, don't tune in this weekend, because I'm telling you, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I only watched Good Morning Football for a few minutes today.
Standalone game.
Yeah.
You know, defining moment for the season. Like, yeah. I'm joking, but you're right. Like, and that had everybody's attention last
and
night.
And as bad as Al Michaels was last night, he said one thing that it followed what we said a lot yesterday. It was like, we kept saying, I'm not out on this game. It's a short, just weird. Weird stuff happens. And the 49ers, I think, were up 14-0. They're coming back. The first time I got nervous about the 49ers in this game was when they didn't score off that first turnover. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that felt like that the moment right there.
That was
there.
That third down to Bourne that he dropped, that he would have.
Right, that's exactly what it was. Down. Yep.
And I kept saying this. I was like, they need to get up. They don't need a touchdown, but they need to get up three scores.
So they go to commercial right before that possession that the 49ers have. They get the turnover to come back. And Al Michaels comes back and he says, well, boy, is this true in so many ways. We know nothing. And what he's referring to is all of the injuries, the short week, the home fit, a really, really good Los Angeles Rams team. We had all figured that this game was going to go a certain way, and it didn't. It went the way we said it could possibly go yesterday. And Mac's first two, like, I felt like it was so important for them to capitalize early. Like you said it the other way, Rams, you're going to need to put them away and put them away quick. Because if they can stick around,
gonna be a long night for
Yeah, them. And the fact that the 49ers got on the board first in just a beautifully executed drive, it was like, okay. Then there was a part of me that thought back to week one where it was like they executed on that first drive and then things kind of stalled. I think it was week one. And then they scored on the second one. Oh, man. Okay. And it wasn't until they didn't capitalize off that turnover that I started to get a little antsy. And then I think the Rams scored their first touchdown on the next.
Yeah.
Next possession.
I was watching that game kind of the same exact way. You get the turnover, and I was looking for like the bare minimum. I was like, hold them to three, or you know, you go kick a field goal when you off that turnover, or whatever. But it can't be a one score game after whatever happens. You have the ball, or they have the ball. Like, it can't be that.
Yeah.
And when they dropped the third down play, we'll talk about Kendrick Bourne in a little bit too. But when that was dropped, and then the Rams went and scored a touchdown, I said, oh, man, dang.
Mm-hmm.
You had an opportunity to make it real tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
But here they are. And I thought – somewhere in that third quarter, probably after, once again, they didn't get in the end zone when they had the ball first, maybe second and goal on the one, and they didn't get in the end zone and settled for three and couldn't get it to three scores, the three-score deficit. Mm-hmm. I said, man, these guys, they just got to hold on. Like, I didn't mm-hmm. think it was like, oh, they're going to come back and march down the field and score and put the game. I said, just hold on. I think you've done about all you can do in this game. Kyle done schemed up everything he could. He done put every game plan he had. Got you in this position. just get to the finish line. Mm-hmm. And you can, and I wasn't sure they were going to be able to. And they did a little bit more than that. They went out and won that game, man. And like I said, we talk about different things. I just want to close up on Mac. Do I think there's a quarterback controversy? No. Brock Purdy's the starter. I think Brock Purdy's better than Mac Jones. But I gotta salute Mac Jones because he's a better quarterback than I thought he was. He is tough. He's smart. He has limitations, but he has more skill than I gave him credit for, and he can execute a game plan. He can execute a game plan. And Kyle Shanahan has a game plan in two or three of these games that he's played. That is like, if you follow the game plan, you do what I'm telling you to do, we can be successful. And Mac has done that three times in a row now. And I just got to salute him. You know what's funny, real quick. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, it was about Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Orlovsky clip that started circulating last night?
It's an older clip, right?
Yeah, it's from 2023.
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky said that if Mac Jones was playing in San Francisco, he would be playing like Brock Purdy. Hmm. Of course, Rex Ryan goes crazy and essentially says Mac Jones sucks. But he also says, if you feel that way, you're discrediting Brock Purdy and how well that he's playing. But it is kind of funny that you see Mac Jones playing the way that he is. Again, it's a credit to Mac Jones. It's a bit of a slap at the New England Patriots. But it is it's just another, and I don't know when he'll get his, not that he's not thought of really highly. It's just Kyle Shanahan is just so damn good as a head coach. Mm-hmm. So he's so good as an offensive play caller.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good as a head coach, period, but he's just an incredible offensive play caller.
Nah, he really is. And we talked about it going into the Saints game, and we thought Mac was going to play good in that game. Mm-hmm. All week we were like, no, he's going to play good. And our premise was, when Kyle has an opportunity to prepare and put a game plan in place, he's going to give you a chance. Mm-hmm. We talk about Brandon Allen. I remember that Packers game last year. It was one of those things where, like, in the third quarter, it was a two-score game, and the Niners had the ball, and they marched down the field. And it was like, if Brandon Allen can get them in the end zone, it's a one-score game halfway through the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And I only say that to say, he got Brandon Allen in a situation where he could go into Green Bay mm-hmm. and compete. And there was like no Kittle. There was nobody there. And it's one of those things where if you don't turn the ball over, you're going to have an opportunity with Kyle Shanahan. Brandon Allen turned the ball over twice, I think, and that was all she wrote. Plus, the defense wasn't as good last year. But, yeah, that's who he is. And it's I want to stop short of saying anybody under center can be good with Kyle Shanahan, but it's starting to become overwhelming evidence that, yeah, that might be the case.
It's not anyone. I mean, he did, you know, suffer through Nick Mullins and other guys.
Nick even Mullins though he got
them
cooking.
To play, even though he got them to play, you know, decent in games. There was a moment yesterday. I know exactly when it was, when Brock went down. Mac went down, and the camera flashed to Kyle. I couldn't help but think about our conversation yesterday where we were talking about Kyle is aging before our eyes. He aged 10 years in that one camera shot where he, because you normally coaches aren't selling stuff, right? Like they're talking to someone, they've got the, you know, they've got the card up, they're talking to someone on the hit. He's looking at it like, you've got to be effing kidding me. Like, he's looking like, you can't be serious.
Yeah.
And I wish they had the camera on Kyle when Brock popped up and ran off the field the way that he did. Because when they said, it's unbelievable, because I think he did it during commercial. Because when they said, oh, he just ran off the field.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what's that mean? And then they show the video and it's like, oh, he just ran off the field.
Yeah, I
thought he tore his ACL.
I don't. Poor Mac.
Oh, God. He's,
and look, did you say they were beating his ass, too.
The trainers, they're rubbing his forearm, and he's just... God bless that man. I can't imagine the physical toll of playing a football game.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the physical toll of playing a football game where you're clearly dehydrated.
Oh, my goodness.
And you've got all... not only do you have... an entire offensive line of the most athletic 300-pound individuals, defensive line of the most athletic 300-pound individuals on the earth coming to destroy you, your body's working against you in this particular moment.
And all your muscles are just like squeezing like a sponge, man. Every step you take.
Your body's like, hey, man, stop. Brock's like, Max's like, I can't.
It's the third quarter.
No, man. Stop now. Dog, I can't. All right, have it your way.
Oh, also, you talked about Al Michaels when they came back after they didn't score, and he said, we know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, I don't know if you heard the rest of it, he also said, we know nothing. Back here in the bottom of the second with the Dodgers and the Giants, wait, what? What, Kirk?
It's a 2.5-run spread. Wait, what? Do you believe in miracles? We'll come back.
He was bad. He was so bad.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
This is going to be unpopular because of the way the fourth quarter went. F49ers defense was incredible.
Oh, let's talk about them.
We will. Yeah. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us here. Chris Biederman will be with us in the final hour of the show. To talk about all this as well. And we'll open up the phone lines for you. We know who you're waiting for, but the phone lines are open for you.
Yeah, man.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line.
Bro, call in here, man. Call in here. You're always welcome here.
916-909-1320. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
I thought for sure. Sorry, go ahead. I know where you're going. Sorry.
No, I'm just scouring YouTube and a video came up, like a behind the scenes day in the life video, Jason Tatum talking about back on the court. And this was 5 days ago.
No.
Bro, what?
All right.
Yo, settle down, Tatum. You're making me nervous, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I don't want to say this, but John from Connecticut is on the line.
Oh, snap. Hey, this show's going crazy. This show is going crazy.
What do you want, man?
Spreading the news. We're leaving today. We're going to go to Canada. New York. New York. We're singing those blues. Because the Red Sox go home today.
Well, that's not the words. That is not the words.
For sure, yeah, it's not how it goes.
Hey, how does it feel like to get shoved? And the best part is he's a Massachusetts native, all right? And heard that chirping all night from Red Sox fans and gave it right back.
Jake, can I share something with you about this business that we are in?
Yeah.
Do you know that one of the best football games in regular season history took place last
Jake,
night?
No one cares about your little baseball game.
Oh, I watched it last night. That was incredible, fam, okay? Especially after we talked about it for like an hour yesterday of how much they're going to get spanked, all right? Mac Jones looking like the first round pick the Patriots took 2 years ago.
So I brought you up earlier in the show. This has to be, and I don't think anyone would know better than you, you know, outside of calling someone at WEEI or whatever that station is. This has to be the definitive performance of Mac Jones's career, right?
Oh, this is the best performance I've ever seen from him. Like anything that he did his rookie year was pretty good, but this is by far the best performance I have seen Mac Jones in his professional career. This is what they thought that they were going to get when they drafted him 15th overall. And like I was talking with some of my buddies last night and even this morning, like imagine if they didn't take Trey Lance and like San Francisco took Mac Jones. Like, would we even be having a conversation about Brock Purdy right now? Like, be real with me, because what you saw last night was what they fell in love with 2 years ago or 3 years ago with Mac Jones coming out of Alabama. Best performance he's had, and then the most impressive part about it is he had guys that are really not their top-end players. Like, yes, Kendrick Bourne, he has a rapport with him because of his time in New England, but, like, DeMarcus Robinson, like, Jake Tonji, like, of course they gave the ball off to Christian McCaffrey so many times, but, like, man, just by far his best professional performance by far.
There was a game against, I think it was his rookie year, I'm almost certain it was his rookie year, against the Cowboys. That was an overtime loss where Mac was balling. He played really well in that game. But that's the only other one I could think of outside of last night.
Good for you for remembering that.
There was a game against Buffalo he won as well. That was the big game that he won his rookie year.
Mm. Yeah. Was the level, because I'm raving over his toughness, was that a trait of his that you guys saw in New England as well, and even as far back as Alabama? Like, is that who he's always been, and it was on full display last night?
I think yes, his rookie year, like you saw his toughness, but after his rookie year, like I think Kendrick Bourne put it perfectly in his rookie season, put it perfectly last night. After his rookie season, he lost his confidence, especially after Josh McDaniels left. And with the confidence also left his physicality and his toughness. So you saw the physicality and toughness his rookie year. But after that, it just kind of faded because he was always, you know, second-guessing himself. I don't think Bill Belichick kind of really, you know, dealt with him very well his second year and third year in the league. And, you know, caused the downfall where he's at, where he was at Jacksonville as a backup and now with the 49ers this past year. So you saw glimpses of it as his rookie season, and that's because he had confidence and swag and everything like that. But after that, you know, once his confidence wavered, he turned into a different player.
Just a very, very, very quick glance. Dallas, Buffalo doesn't even compare to what he did last night. He's had games where he's thrown yards, and I have no, like, he had a loss to Minnesota where he threw for like 380. I think there were two touchdowns in that game. I have no recollection of what that game looked like. Yeah. But there is there is nothing.
You got that Cowboys game? What was it like?
I got it right. Well, if it's his no, if you're talking about his
overtime
rookie year,
loss?
Overtime loss, he threw two touchdowns. He threw two touchdowns, one interception. He was 15 of 21. That's 71% for 229 yards. But again,
that's not even close.
And it's a 35-29 loss in OT to Dallas. It's a good game,
but it's not like
it is not what we saw last night. And for Jake. Enjoy your little ALDS.
Hey, Jake, I'm rooting for you guys. I think the Blue Jays are going to the World Series, though.
It's a good point.
No, watch yourself. Watch
I'm just
yourself,
keeping it
man.
Real. I got to keep it real. I'm going for the Yankees.
I'm going to clip this, and when we talk in 2 weeks from now, and the Yankees are going to the ALCS against the Tigers, we'll have another conversation,
my
friend.
Oh, against the Tigers. Ooh.
We're talking Sunday, right?
Talking Sunday. See you guys then. Hopefully the Raiders get the dub as well.
Indeed. Yeah. Appreciate you, my man. Thanks, Jake.
Hey, Jesse, have a great day, buddy.
Oh,
whatever,
man.
Get off the show. I don't even know why I'm letting you talk still. I'm in charge of it.
Just a quick week. Also, can I point out, and admittedly, I'm a pretty big fan of this player. Matt Stafford was phenomenal yesterday.
Mm.
389 yards, three touchdowns, zero interceptions. You talk about run games. Their run game, I'll take the 49ers run game versus the Rams run game, because obviously Kyren Williams, theirs cost them.
Yeah.
But there was, I wrote it down, so 731 combined yards between these two quarterbacks yesterday. Brock threw 49 times. Matt Stafford threw 47. A combined five touchdowns and zero interceptions.
That play that Stafford made in overtime to Atwell, where he scrambled out, rolled around, then threw it back to the side.
I thought the game was over.
Yeah.
Absolutely thought the game was over.
If he's doing that, like, how are we going to stop these guys? Yeah, that was crazy.
Hey, before we get back to, like, serious business, can we make fun of Al Michaels a little bit more?
Sure.
Let's see. What's happening here?
Williams.
Yep.
Can he get in? They signal that he, with the ball coming out.
No clue what's happening
goes
here.
The other way.
For the people listening on the radio, I'm going to try some. I'm going to start this clip over, and I'm going to tell you when the official acknowledges it's 49ers football. So here's the play. Handoff. Fumble.
Can he get in?
And
he with the ball coming
now.
Out.
It's been acknowledged.
The other way. And the call is a fumble in San Francisco ball.
No clue.
Wow.
No clue.
That is unbelievable. I make out for college.
Oh, my
what
God.
A
what a play. Oh, my God.
What a play.
So forgive me. I'm going to watch it again just for fun. What a play.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And in this moment.
I just want to point out, because I'm standing pretty hard, I'm not a fan. Like, I do not care if the 49ers win or lose. But, my God, what a play this was.
Him falling and making that play.
Second round pick.
Look at that punch, boy.
I got him.
Probably not. He probably knocked Kyren Williams out.
And the recovery.
I don't think I realized how hard he punched that man.
I'm going to
kill this sound here. Watch him. Ah, boom.
Bang.
Wow. And Kyren went forward, and he landed right on top of the ball.
In that moment.
Wow. Wow.
Kyren had just gotten a nice little, like, 20-something yard gain as well a couple of plays before on that. And I was starting to do a little math. I was like, geez, you got one timeout left. I mean, I know you're winning by three, but do you let them score to have an opportunity? And
oh, definitely thought of that.
They're getting down to the goal. And on that play, he's getting down to the goal line. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then all of a sudden I see the 49ers defenders jump up, get excited, point the other way. I said, did he? I was Al Michaels. Did he fumble the ball? We got it. Let's, I went, you know, it was crazy in the house. It was crazy in the house. And it was, and it, I was by myself yesterday because the family was out. Oh, it was crazy in the house. I was talking crazy.
Man.
I was talking crazy to nobody in particular.
Let's. I think this might be your favorite
part. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Beautiful opening salvo for them. Second and five.
That's
Jones hit as he throws, but he finds the open man along the sidelines.
Yep.
And that's DeMarcus Robinson, the former Ram, who missed the first three games. He was suspended, but there is a flag on the play, and this one's coming back.
This one's coming back.
Ref is literally like, no, I got it. You're good, Mac. I saw it. Yeah.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Defense number 10.
Yep.
All right.
Wow, listen to that pop from the crowd.
The 49ers are going back up to the 41-yard line. Did they... By replay assist, that was legal? The 49ers up to the 41-yard line now.
It's like he didn't listen.
They marked it after the catch is what they did. So up to the 46-yard line goes Christian McCaffrey.
Hey. God bless that man.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone threw it in the chatty house earlier. I don't remember who it was, but it's like, tough for Kirk. He had to take care of Lee Corso, and now he's got to take care of
Mike. Oh, man.
Jesse's what famous line, man. Just unplug his controller,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, it's bad.
Have him in there. Tell him that he's the play-by-play guy, but have the actual play-by-play guy next to him. Kirk, why does this guy keep talking when I'm talking?
Mm-hmm. It's fine, Kirk. It's fine, Al. Just keep going. Just keep going. We haven't even mentioned this play one time.
Spirals are artistry.
Up,
they are.
Blocked.
Extra point.
I mean, that's with 10 minutes and 39 seconds left in the game to keep the score tied.
Man.
That completely changed the strategy of the rest of the game.
100%. 100%. And the Rams are dealing with some special team stuff, man. He missed one yesterday, got that extra point blocked. They lost the Eagles game because of a block. I think because they showed the whole rundown during the broadcast. There was another issue with the kicker as well. He didn't kick it into the zone at the end of regulation, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that game was.
Al got that call right.
He did.
That's a confusing
that,
ass call, and he got it right.
Man, we didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about Eddie Pinero.
We got time.
Eddie Pinero. The one thing that I heard about him when the 49ers signed him was super accurate, one of the more accurate kickers in the history of the league, but you're losing a little leg when you put him in there. Jake Moody had the big leg. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're losing some leg and some distance, but you're gaining accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that 59-yarder, when he went out there, when Kyle said, you know, we're going to kick the field, I said, Kyle, bro, am I the only one to listen to the scouting report? He ain't got that leg. What you doing, Kyle? And that would have been good from 65. He boomed that thing through.
In one night, we saw a 59-yard field goal. We saw a blocked PAT. We saw a goal line fumble. We saw the play calling from the two best coaches in the league that's going to get their fan bases talking. We saw a 48-yard field goal to tie. Then we saw a fourth down stop when the team was in, at the very least, positioned to kick a game-tying field goal. I mean, they were knocking on the door of winning the game. We saw a goal line stop there. This was all on a Thursday night.
Man, that was
between division rivals.
And some people don't like that Thursday night football is going with the divisional games. I actually think it helps with the potential intrigue and intensity of the broadcast. They don't like it because, and understandably so, divisional games are important, and you're putting them on these short weeks like that. Mm. So I get it, but I think that helps the game. I don't think it's a coincidence we're getting all these good games, and the games are interdivision games. So I don't – right now, today, I'm still saying Ravens-Bills was number one, is the best game of the season. But, man, we got some contenders, man. I hate – the reason – the way that it ended – won't make it number one, but I think Packers Cowboys was about to get a consideration. a game this past Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you know, Ty can't. Ty game. Also, so that game was embarrassing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.